New York Republicans call on Governor Kathy Hochul to hold special legislative session on migrant crisis. By Paul Bois on September 5, 2023. State Republicans in New York have called on Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul to hold a special legislative session to deal with the ongoing migrant crisis in the state before a bad situation gets even worse. Speaking at a press conference on Tuesday, Republican Assembly members said that Hochul and state Democrats must address the crisis they helped to create. The press conference was held outside St. Agnes Academic High School, which has been serving as a migrant shelter. "This is a crisis created and exacerbated by Democrats, and they have allowed it to spiral out of control," said Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley, R. Fulton. "It's time the state legislature returns to Albany and puts guidelines in place before a bad situation gets even worse," he added. Barkley further said that the Biden administration had turned its back on New York. Barkley was also joined by Assemblyman Michael Riley, R. Staten Island, Queens Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, and Republican Assembly candidate David Hirsch. From Staten Island to Whitestone, communities across New York City are standing up to say enough is enough when it comes to this out-of-control migrant crisis, Riley said. Riley further called on Hochul and New York Mayor Eric Adams to push the Biden administration to handle the crisis at the southern border. "You can't keep throwing money at the migrant crisis. It's not going to solve the problem. You're talking about billions and billions of dollars," said Palladino. "New York is the best place to come. You get free shelter and a roof over your head. You get medical coverage. Your kids go to great schools." According to the New York Post, an estimated 107,000 migrants have been processed in total by the city since spring 2022, and more than 59,000 migrants currently in New York's care on the taxpayer dime. His Honor and his top budget officials have estimated that the cost of the migrant crisis over 3 years could reach an eye-watering $12 billion, it added. Leading up to the press conference, New York State Senate Minority Leader Robert R. North Tonawanda said that state Republicans have been calling for action since the beginning of the crisis. Related, Hochul: "Biden will send DHS resources to help us, but a lot needs to be done at border." Since the beginning of this crisis, the Senate Republican Conference has been calling for action and solutions to ensure New Yorkers are protected in the midst of this unprecedented migrant crisis, said Tonawanda. "As it continues to cause chaos and uncertainty in communities throughout the state, I am joining my colleagues in urging the governor to call an extraordinary session of the legislature so we can take action." A letter from New York Republican Assembly lawmakers further accused the Biden administration of driving the crisis. "It's undeniable that this problem was created and exacerbated by a complete lack of action at the southern border," the letter said. "Under the Biden administration, migrant encounters have reached unprecedented levels. According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, there have been approximately 5.9 million border encounters in the 31 months President Biden has been in office." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.